Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is Joyce Riley. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. Oh, my goodness. It is all about the truth, wherever you can find it. We must cherish it and share it. I am so glad to be back in the seat today, so happy to be here and with you, and so glad you have joined us. I cannot tell you what happened the last 2 weeks. It is such a blur and such a blessing. I'll tell you more on Friday because we just don't have the time. We've got a lot of guests scheduled and things to do on the program today, but I will give you more of an update on Friday. But just to tell you, I am like better than I have been in months and if not a year. Why? I don't know, but I thank you for your prayers, your thoughts, everything, your cards. You've been so kind. You know, it's not about me. It's about everybody that is suffering from the diseases of the world. And the diseases of the world that have basically been given to all of us because of, well, whatever toxic environment. And my concern is that we find an answer for all of us, not just me, but for all of us. And for those of you out there who have emailed me that are in the same situations, that have huge problems medically, all I can say is I want to find the answer. I truly want to find the answer. So I'll tell you more about Friday, but no walker, no cane, no nothing. Race walking? Yeah. Been doing race walking. Can you imagine that? I can't. I really cannot imagine that. But thanks to everyone that held the fort down so that I could go and participate. And I'll tell you, I was in Texas with Dr. Gary Null. If you have not read his material, I've got to say he is one of the finest when it comes to the truth about healing. He walks the walk. He practices exactly what he says. I watched him day after day in an environment that was pretty challenging. And he is amazing. And I am just so honored to have been able to spend the last 2 weeks with him. I thank you for staying with the Power Hour. To Josh and Gary and Jack Blood, thank you so very much for holding down the fort here and doing what you did so that we could stay on the air, giving me the opportunity to be away and to be better now as a result of that. I'll just tell you a little bit about what my diet is like now, just to say that no coffee, no sugar, no meat, no poultry, no dairy. And I've made that decision and commitment, and I feel much better as a result of it. Lost 10 pounds. Feel incredible. And one of the things we did was wheatgrass. Wheatgrass we'll be talking about today in the second hour. Why is it so powerful? Why do so many people believe that that is one part of our health program that we need to have? Well, it was really nice where I was because they made it for you. But we're going to talk about how to make your own, how to grow your own wheatgrass, which is the way to do it. And oh my goodness, did they have a lot of wheatgrass growing down there. And we'll talk about wheatgrass in the second hour and some new items that are available for fermenting. So we'll discuss fermenting and wheatgrass and sprouting seeds also. And then in the third hour, Doreen Hannes will be joining us. And of course, she's a favorite of everybody to find out what's going on in the agricultural world. Now, just to let you know in the news, big news, the war on cash now has migrated to Switzerland, and Greece begins confiscating deposits of small debtors. Not good. And then we'll do an update on the Nepal quake also, how sad it is. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Gary Franchi will not be joining us today. He's got a cold and he's kind of under the weather, so his voice is kind of all messed up, and we wish him the best, and he will be joining us on Wednesday. Like I said, I am back and better than ever and so happy to be with all of you. I missed you all so very much. It was strange being away for 2 weeks. I've never done that in 10 years, and so it was really a blessing. It was really a blessing to be able to be away, to come back stronger than ever, and to be here with you. So let's make the best of what we've got, and we will definitely have a good time today, I know. A real good time learning about wheatgrass and what's going on in the agricultural world with Doreen Hannes. KK Folks will be joining us regarding wheatgrass and fermentation. Some important things that we must not forget about. In the international news, of course, the big story, the every third story on CNN, is now the Kathmandu, Nepal earthquake, which is so tragic. It appears that these people who have an annual income of about $1,000, that's it, have been hit so hard. There are now already 3,800 people that have been declared dead, and probably upwards of almost 10,000 probably that are injured. It is so sad. And it seems like to me, I don't know if it does to you or not, that the areas that get hit are the ones that are the poorest. Is that possible? You remember the one in Haiti, which, of course, they immediately ran down there to raise all this money. And last night, Fox had a special about Bill Clinton. All the money that he raised that went into his pockets and into his friends' pockets. It was quite an expose on Fox yesterday. I would encourage you to see it. The Clinton something or another. I can't remember what it was called, but it was really disturbing to see how much money can be diverted and stolen and utilized by people in such power. And, of course, already they're trying to raise money now for Nepal. My question is, how much of it will actually go to the Nepalese people? How much money will they ever see? And, you know, it's so sad because it seems like that's time after time, that's what happens. And we don't really learn from the previous mistakes they have made. And I'm talking about fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice and shame on me. Anyway, let's get with the international news other than the horrific Nepalese earthquake, which killed 17 people that were going to be climbing the mountain there. 17 people that had spent, you know, they spend about $100,000 apiece to be able to climb. And now to have that situation turn into this is just incredible, just absolutely incredible. Largest earthquake ever to hit Nepal. Okay, other news internationally. Fighting rages in Yemen's third largest city, we're told. Deadly street battles rage in Yemen's third largest city as airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition battling the Shiite rebels struck targets in several cities. You know, in reading these stories, it seems like we're talking about another world because we don't know what these cities are. Taiz, does anybody know what Taiz is? Is that relevant to us? Not really. And there have been several specials on ISIS recently. And none of it looks like a real war. None of it looks like a war being conducted by real people involved in real armies or wars or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think people are shaking their heads and just not even buying it. I don't believe people on the whole believe in ISIS other than this coordinated band of terroristic renegades that have been put together and placed in these Toyota trucks to ride around and look mean and have the black ISIS flag. It's just so strange. It's so surreal. If I could say that. The war on cash migrates to Switzerland. It is undoubtedly a huge red flag when in one of the countries considered to be a member of the highest economic freedom in the world club, commercial banks are suddenly refusing their customers access to their cash. This money doesn't belong to the banks. It doesn't belong to the central bank either. And they're not allowing the people to have the cash. Capital controls arrive, and Greece now begins confiscating deposits of small debtors. Soft capital controls in Greece last week with a state decree requiring local governments to transfer reserves to Athens. They are seeing their accounts frozen in an indication that hard capital controls are set to be instituted amid a deepening cash crunch. Greek debtors are having their deposits seized in lieu of payment. I don't think we can understand just how devastating this is to these people. Issuing a decree which called for local governments to transfer excess cash to the central bank so that Athens would be able to pay pensions, salaries, and the IMF. And this move, they believe, is going to raise as much as 2 billion euros to help keep the country afloat while the country's amateurish, time-wasting gambler of a Finmin feebly attempts to find some kind of middle ground with the EU counterparts, such as with Prime Minister Tsipras. He's pulling out all the stops, including the old EU summit sideline, the end-around with Merkel, and the wildcard energy gas pipeline advance from Gazprom. If the temporary local government reserve sweep constitutes what we have branded soft capital controls, we now have the first evidence that the hard variety may have arrived. Greek debtors are having their deposits seized in lieu of payment. And that is according to Zero Hedge. I wonder where it's going to go next. A lot of people are starting to worry about that. Major Greek bank says that they're going to wipe out some debts of the poorest clients. Now, this is a good story for the people. One of Greece's largest banks says it will wipe away the debts of clients who owe up to 20,000 euros, which is about $21,600 U.S., in a one-time gesture to ease the burden on its crisis-hit customers. The Bank of Piraeus decided to write off or restructure the debts in response to the humanitarian crisis through which its poorest clients were living. The company said in a statement, debts up to 20,000 euros linked to credit cards and consumer loans would be written off completely, while mortgage payments will be frozen and any associated interest forgiven. Wow. What a nice thing to do. Incredible. Glad to hear it. With respect to radiation in Fukushima, new news out, very disturbing news, at 2,000 times the normal radiation found in the Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. Gee, we don't know where it came from, but we sure do have a lot of radiation here. No, of course it couldn't come from Fukushima. Why would you think that? Well, they made a specially designed robot to go into that area, and the robot died within 3 hours of being exposed to Fukushima's radiation. Now, something is going on here, and it's not as Japan has been propagandizing. Today, extremely high levels of radiation have been discovered in a children's playground in Tokyo. Tokyo, ladies and gentlemen, not in the area of Fukushima, but in Tokyo. While 2 hours of exposure to a child would be equivalent to the maximum doses that were allowed in a year. You get that? 2 hours of exposure to a child is equivalent to the maximum doses allowed in 1 year. Japanese officials say they don't think it's connected to the disaster at Fukushima. Lie, lie, lie. Because if they say it, you're supposed to believe them because they're the government and they tell you what you're supposed to believe. Not what the truth is, but what you're supposed to believe. John Rappaport's blog says now and is reporting on the vaccine front, everyone in Australia must get vaccinated except for the Prime Minister's daughters. Can you believe that? That they would be so upfront as to say that? Anyway, they're talking about Tony Abbott, who just ruled from on high that there are no more exemptions from vaccines in Australia, no more conscientious objections, no more religious exemptions, only the rare medical exception. And it is a very few of those exist in Australia, the medical exemptions, because it's got to be signed by a doctor. And suddenly, every family now, here's the penalty, who refuses vaccinations for their children will lose up to $15,000 per year per child in federal support money. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with more of this story. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport reporting. Australia, everyone must get vaccinated, except the Prime Minister's daughters. We'll be back after this 4-minute break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of this opportunity to look for the truth. The vaccine issue is probably one of the most serious in America today. I am very disturbed about what has happened in California and how fast it will travel throughout the nation. There is a desire to have every person vaccinated with as many vaccines as possible. here is what is so frightening about the whole vaccine issue, is that not only are they talking about the 40 or 50 vaccines that already exist that they want to make mandatory for every person, but there are now 261 vaccines in the pipeline, according to Gary Null. Gary Null is one of the strongest anti-vaccine people I've met, along with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And, of course, there are so many that we know that we have talked with. I don't know what your response is going to be. I know what my response is going to be. And it depends, of course. I mean, it doesn't depend on the penalty, because I'm not going to take any vaccines. But you will have to make that decision yourself. I think there's going to be a lot of people moving to other countries. It's that serious with most people. I was reading John Rappaport's interview with a former vaccine researcher who was responsible for creating a lot of vaccines, working on the work behind the scenes. And he is now retired and is willing to talk to a certain extent. But he said, and this was probably the most startling part of the whole entire interview, was, if I have to, I will move my children out of this country. And he said, and I worked on vaccines. And when asked about why was it that people could go along with these for so long, he said, it's because you don't look at the other side of it. You don't check out the evidence, the information that's there, because you don't want to know. You don't want to know, because if you know, then you have to do something about it. And he said, our jobs, our money, everything depends upon this, our status. And so they continued to make these vaccines that crippled people, killed people. There's so much information online now. And I would encourage each one to teach two about vaccines. Each one of us needs to reach out to two people. If we all do that, just think what this audience could accomplish. Each one teach two. Get out there and talk about it. Now back to the story about Australia. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, said in 2006 he was not going to vaccinate his daughters with Gardasil. He said he didn't feel it was necessary. And he had taken an anti-vaccine stance at one point. Well, now he went from Ministry of Health now to Prime Minister Tony Abbott. And, of course, he is saying, I'm the king now and I can do whatever I want. There are no exemptions. Now, you and I both know Obama could do that with a stroke of a pen and a telephone if he chooses to. So the decision is with you. Get busy and teach people to say not no, but heck no, or acquiesce, go along with it, watch your children get injured, and live with the results. But think about it. It's not going to be just the children. It's going to be you also. I can't even imagine how many vaccines that will mean. In other news around the world, Obama exempted the CIA from drone strike restrictions in Pakistan. According to the Wall Street Journal, Barack Obama obliged the CIA to confirm that militants targeted in Yemen and Somalia posed an imminent threat before carrying out drone strikes, but allowed the agency to waive the same requirements for strikes in Pakistan. If the imminent threat requirement had been extended to Pakistan, the CIA might not have launched a January 15 strike, which killed U.S. and Italian citizens held hostage by al-Qaeda militants, the newspaper reported. Does anyone wonder why we are doing drone strikes and killing people in Pakistan when they are a friendly country to the United States? Does that bother anybody? They are an ally of the United States, but we're bombing them anyway. You know, they have a nuclear weapon. I think we ought to just kind of stay away from those with nuclear weapons, or is this all a ruse? Good cop, bad cop. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. As I said, Doreen Hannes will join us in the third hour. It appears that one state has now declared an H5N2 emergency. H5N2 emergency. A state has declared that. We'll talk to Doreen about that in the third hour today. MH17 news. Berlin knew that Ukraine flight risks before the crash. German authorities knew the risks of flying over war-torn East Ukraine before Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 was shot out of the sky last year, but did not inform the airlines. A diplomatic cable by Germany's foreign ministry a few days prior to the crash warned the situation in eastern Ukraine was worrying and that a transport plane was shot down in the same area at more than 6,000 meters altitude, but never notified the transport ministry and the airlines. The foreign ministry report quoted aviation experts as saying that it took a special type of weaponry to shoot down a plane that high. And there's some question that the Buk missile was it. Certainly, most people don't believe that it was the Russian Buk missile. If you are watching television, you're also seeing that Bruce Jenner is a big, huge story. Not with me. He has decided to become a woman. He has felt as though this Olympic medal, gold medal winner, says that he was a woman all along. He has fathered about 6 children with 4 more stepchildren. And he has decided in his 60s now that he wants to become a woman. That made big news on ABC. And that's what most of your friends are probably talking about if they don't listen to the Power Hour. You know, that's his choice to become a woman if that's what he wants. I don't think it's the biggest story of the day. I think we've got a lot of other issues, definitely, that are more important than that. 11 explosive Clinton cash facts that the mainstream media confirm are accurate. You know, Breitbart has done a very good story on Clinton's, well, I would say Clinton's, fraud. The amount of money that unfortunately has gotten into their hands. For instance, Hillary's foundation hid a $2.35 million foreign donation from the head of the Russian government's uranium company that had business before Hillary Clinton was in the State Department, a clear violation of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Obama administration. New York Times confirmed that she violated the Memorandum of Understanding she signed with the Obama administration, promising to disclose all foreign donations during her tenure as Secretary of State. As Clinton Cash reveals, Ian Telfer, the foreign head of the Russian-owned uranium company Uranium One, which Hillary Clinton approved to acquire U.S. uranium, made 4 individual hidden donations. Hidden donations, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, they're now saying, oh, it was just one of those things. Nothing happened. Totaling $2.35 million, none of which appear in the Clinton Foundation disclosures. Confirmed, Bill Clinton bagged $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, paid by a Kremlin-linked bank. And why is that bank important? Because they were tied to the Uranium One deal. Huge, obvious misconduct, fraud, and criminal behavior. Also, Hillary's brother sits on the board of a mining company that scored as extremely rare gold exploitation permit in Haiti as Hillary and Bill Clinton dispersed billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars in Haiti. The Washington Post confirms the accuracy of Clinton Cash's revelation that Hillary's Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, serves on the board of a mining company that scored a coveted and lucrative gold exploitation permit in Haiti as then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were doling out billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. According to the Post, Rodham's mining company was one of the first 2 gold mining permits the Haitian government had issued in more than 50 years. Hillary's foundation, it's confirmed, hid a foreign donation of 2 million shares of stock by a mining executive with business before Hillary's State Department, a clear violation of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Obama administration. Confirmed that Hillary's approval of the Russian takeover of Uranium One transferred 20%, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Transferred 20% of all U.S. uranium to the Russian government. I don't know what to say. How can anybody not see that's wrong? And how does something as huge as this take place? New York Times confirmed the sale gave the Russians control of 1/5 of all the uranium production capacity in the U.S. And that the uranium transfer to Russia represented a projected 50% of all U.S. uranium output. Bill Clinton was paid for, was paid by a for-profit education company laureate, while the company benefited from an increase in funding from Hillary's State Department. Another illegal action. The Clinton Foundation has been forced to refile at least 5 years of annual tax returns and may audit other Clinton Foundation returns. At least $26 million has been confirmed of the Clintons' wealth comes from speaking fees by companies and organizations that are also major Clinton Foundation donors. Also confirmed, Clinton Cash author Peter Schweitzer. Now, he's going to be writing, he's written the book that is going to be coming out shortly. He's currently conducting a deep dive investigative report on Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush's financial dealings also. That ought to be interesting. And Bill Clinton delivered numerous speeches paid for by individuals and corporations with pending business before Hillary's State Department. Outright illegal. Bill Clinton lied about hosting a meeting with Frank Gustra and nuclear officials at Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York. New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Joe Becker confirmed in a one-hour Fox News television special, the one I was talking about last night, called Clinton Cash, that Bill Clinton lied when questioned about whether Clinton, Gustra, or executives from the Kazakh-owned nuclear company, Kazatomprom, ever met in the Clintons' home. When I first contacted both the Clinton Foundation, Mr. Clinton's spokesperson, and Mr. Gustra, they denied any such meeting ever took place. Then, when she told them, well, we've already talked to the head of Gazatomprom, who not only told us about the meeting, but actually has a picture of him and Bill at the home in Chappaqua that he proudly displayed on his office wall, well, they then acknowledged that, yes, the meeting had taken place. Everything is a lie. Is the Hillary Clinton campaign dead in the water? A lot of people think so. I can only hope so. But, you know, that's not the worst. I think she needs to go to prison for the rest of her natural life for what she's done. My opinion is prison is the answer. Don't make them pay back the money. Don't slap them on the wrist. Prison for both of them. And I believe a lot of people would agree. The U.S. is going to launch a blitz of gas exports. The United States is poised to flood the world markets with once unthinkable quantities of liquefied natural gas as soon as this year, profoundly changing the geopolitics of global energy and posing a major threat to Russian gas dominance in Europe. We anticipate becoming big players, and I think we'll have a big impact. We're going to influence the whole global liquid natural gas market, LNG market. Increased protection offered to as bird flu spreads. When I was just telling you H5N2 influenza, well, we're going to talk about that in the Midwestern poultry farms. It's not affected humans. Remember, they say, oh, it's just a step away from affecting humans. Well, we'll talk about that in our third hour with Doreen Hannes. Unpax Americana. Where can one find U.S. special ops around the globe? Over the past year, they've landed in 81 countries. 81 countries. Most of them training local commandos, training them to fight so that American troops don't have to. From Honduras to Mongolia, Estonia to Djibouti, U.S. Special Operations teach local soldiers diplomatic skills to shield their countries against extremist ideologies, as well as combat skills to fight militants who break through. The budget for Special Operations Command in Tampa, Florida, which dispatches elite troops around the world, jumped to $10 billion. Can you imagine $10 billion just for special operations? Wow. $10 billion in the fiscal year that ended on September 30th, from $2.2 billion in 2001 now to $10 billion. Congress has doubled the command to nearly 70,000 people this year, from 33,000 in fiscal 2001. The Army, Navy, Marine, and Air Force provide further funding. Black Lives Matter attack innocent diners, sports fans, and smash up restaurants in Baltimore. Baltimore descended into chaos Saturday night as hundreds of people engaged in wanton violence and looting, prompting a police crackdown and ruining the chance of real or meaningful protest against police brutality in the wake of the death of Freddie Gray. Rioters smashed up local businesses and parked cars and attacked patrons. It's getting out of hand. The innocent people are now being hit. You know, Freddie Gray sustained a severed spine. Do you all have any idea what it takes to sever a spine? Think about it. And now they're saying, well, he wasn't buckled in when he was riding in the back of the van, the police van. Oh, really? And you believe that anyone is going to buy that story? Think about it. Ambulances go so fast, and the techs in the back are never buckled in. And I remember riding in one in Tennessee. All of the transplant team was in the back, and we were going to a hospital very fast. And we were all about nauseated and sick by the time we finished, but no one got a severed spine. I can't even conceive that they would try and float that balloon on the people. Well, we can't deny that he wasn't buckled in. Really? And so that severed his spine? Are you kidding me? I can't even conceive of what they must have done to him to sever his spine. So it's getting out of hand. And you know, when you lie to the people, you tick them off. And when you tick them off, they get angry. And they go out and do stupid things. And they have created this scenario, in my estimation, by trying to get people to buy the story that, well, he wasn't buckled in, so hey, severed spines happen. No, they don't. So I think that Baltimore has brought this on themselves. California and Orange County CPS is sued for kidnapping. Are you ready for this? More than 5,000 children. Attorney Sean McMillan is continuing to fight against the corrupt Child Protective Services in California. Filed this class action lawsuit against Orange County for allegedly seizing more than 5,000 children that were in state-sponsored kidnappings. This follows his December 2014 class action lawsuit against CPS in Riverside County in California, where they also were accused of kidnapping thousands of children for no cause. And Kurt Haskell, attorney Kurt Haskell, who joined us the other day as a co-host or as a host, he will be joining us May 5th. No, I'm sorry. Let's see here. What date is that going to be? I want to make sure I give it to you correctly. I know a lot of you are going to... Yeah, May 5th. He's going to be joining us May 5th on an expose of CPS also. Attorney Kurt Haskell, so you don't want to miss that. Local police refuse to allow newly elected mayor to take office. The Daily Sheeple reports that on April 7th, Betty McCray was elected mayor of the town of Kinloch, just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. However, after she was sworn in earlier this week, she headed towards City Hall to start her term. She was stopped by nearly two dozen police officers in front of the building. Whoa. They claimed that she had been suspended and served impeachment papers for voter fraud. But in reality, there are a few holes in that story. I think more will be coming out. Can you imagine a mayor not allowed to take office? And why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? They have accumulated more than 55 million ounces of physical silver. Since early 2012, J.P. Morgan's stockpile has grown from less than 5 million ounces of silver to more than 55 million ounces of silver. Do you wonder why the silver price stays low? J.P. Morgan might be the answer. Clearly, someone over at J.P. Morgan is convinced that physical silver is a great investment. But in recent times, the price of silver has actually fallen quite a bit. And it's at the ridiculously low price of $15.66 an ounce. That was at the time of the printing of the story. So up to this point, J.P. Morgan's investment in silver has definitely not paid off. But guess what? It's paid off because they're buying it low and will sell it high. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of us, our family today. I want to tell you, I forgot to tell you earlier about the specials. Handy Pantry. We've got lots of specials. Organic sprouting seeds, wheatgrass, herb growing kits. We have something new called a jar top fermenter. I'm going to let KK Folks join us and talk about what a jar top fermenter is and why you might want to get one. all the sprouting items. There is a sprouting jar lid, easy sprouter chart, lots of books available to Power Mall, and Nature Clean Ozone Machine on sale for $225. This I cannot live without. It breaks down residual traces of toxic agricultural chemicals and pathogens on fruits and vegetables, kills bacteria on meat, fish, and poultry. It is an ozone machine. It sits on your wall. It is absolutely outstanding. I love it. Also, North American Urban Spice, big sale on North American. And we have a new Health Hunter line that Dr. Cass Ingram has gone out into the wild and gotten himself. And we'll talk to him about this Wednesday. Beyond Health products are on special. They rarely go on special, so they are now on special. And, of course, the Organisil. You heard about the new Pure Silica and the Organisil G5 Gel at the Power Mall. We got Jungle Peanuts on special, Incan Berries, Mulberries. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to powermall.com, thepowermall.com. Also, clay is on sale, 20% off sale on clay. Now's the time to get that. Give us a call at the Power Mall. If you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. And back to the news. Congress wants to put our soap makers out of business for your safety. I'm kidding you not. You like to use handmade soap? Well, the government's very concerned about that. And they want you to be protected, of course. So for your protection, they've created Personal Care Product Safety Act. That's Senate 1014. The act will require requirements for fees, licenses, and inspections that will make it impossible for small businesses to continue running. Cottage industries, quite simply, will be regulated out of business. While the economy crashes, these senators and their idiotic bills will take away any possibility of self-employment. Get ready. That's what they got coming your way. More elimination of your rights. A bill to ban fining Californians who let their lawns go brown in drought. Californians who let their lawns go brown to save water during the state's prolonged drought will no longer face fines from municipalities for failing to maintain their properties. Oh, that's nice of them. The bill, which passed unanimously, was filed after residents of several cities said they were cited for blight after cutting back on watering. It is completely irresponsible for a municipality to penalize its residents as high as $500 for conserving water. And the CIA could fully use the NSA spy program, as most analysts don't know about it. They could not fully use it. CIA internal watchdog report from 2009 released as part of New York Times lawsuit. We'll talk about that after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Schweifele.